Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this very good night, we're going to open the discussion on whether women should start chasing men. And what got me thinking about this is talking to my guy friends about how many matches they have on Tinder and other dating sites. They always say the phrase, "Oh, it's so easy for you women. It's so much easier for you women." And I kind of thought to myself, I'm like, well, how much easier is it? Guys, for every 10 replies a girl gets, a guy gets one like. It's very unbalanced. And it got me thinking, would it be this way if women started chasing men? And I know that sounds untraditional, because the traditional way, according to gender roles, is a man approaches a woman, whether they're at the bar, whether he's approaching through a friend, whether he's coming to you direct, whether it's online. A man typically approaches a woman he's interested in. But my friend Antonio, who's a man, he told me that it's terrifying these days after the Me Too movement for men to go up to women and introduce themselves and say that they're interested in and ask for a number. The fear of getting rejected, it outweighs the want of going up to a woman. And so that got me thinking, I'm like, well, it's not like women don't want to be approached anymore. I want to be approached. And the older I'm getting, like, the less that is happening. That's just something we'll talk about later on, is the wall, hitting the wall. Men and women hit the wall. It's when they're no longer considered attractive to the opposite sex. It's silly, but we're focusing on whether or not women should approach men. So traditionally, men approach women. But now that we're past 2020 to 2024 and gender roles are a thing of the past, I think women should start approaching men. And I am a woman that has no idea how to do that. It's an art, and the men call it game. Like, if you got game. Well, I don't know if I have any game. So societal shifts are changing the traditional dynamic. And I think it's time that we have the discussion that women should start approaching men. Oops, I dropped my credit card. Anyways, how is everybody doing? Before we get into it, I just want to ask you to follow me on Instagram at MDMAQ and at Manic Candace. One Instagram is like my art Instagram, and one Instagram is for the podcast. I appreciate it if you help a girl out and follow me. I plugged in my TikTok in the links below, my YouTube channel, my Twitter, where you can keep up with me on live dates. I announce my episodes on Twitter first, and then my Instagram story. And then if you don't have social media, you can follow me on the podcast. So I just want to take the time to say that. I'm doing well, still waiting for my LSAT score. My law school admissions test score. And I am in the middle of applying to my dream school. So fingers crossed for me, pray for me. I really, really want this. And I think that I could be a great, great, great lawyer. If I don't get into my dream school, I'm getting into some school. It's gonna happen for me. So there's this idea of chasing, right? And like, it's negative. Like, if you're chasing someone, it's considered negative. I don't know why, but if a guy is chasing you, it's considered positive. But how do we as women show interest without showing desperation? I think there's a fine line, but I don't think that most of us, especially me, can come off interested without coming off desperate and without feeling like we're chasing the man. My suggestion would be to say, hey, I think you're really handsome. And just leave it at that. And if he doesn't pick up what you're putting down, then that's his loss. But like, I like to give men the benefit of the doubt. I think women should outright say, hey, I like you, want to go out sometime. And I think women should get used to rejection. I think it's fair because guys are used to rejection and the tables are turning. And I think we need to get used to the rejection. We should be confident always, but I think we should get used to rejection. Like, not every guy that we approach is going to want us back. Or maybe they have a girlfriend. Or maybe they're gay. That's another possibility. You got to balance being authentic. That's like just being real. Like, don't try to like come up to a guy like, hey, baby, you're sexy. Like, don't be overly blatant. Like, be a girl. Like, being like, hey, like, I think your shoes are really nice. Compliment them on their outfit. That will get them to think that, oh, maybe she has interest in me. So maintain balance. If you hit him up once, don't hit him up again unless he replies. If you're at a bar, you know, make eye contact, smile. Don't offer to buy a drink. Don't do that. There's a balance between being feminine and masculine. You don't want to be masculine. And I know that's a hard, like, threshold. That's an easy threshold to cross. But you just want to be girly and demure at all times. And I want to open the discussion for the men. Like, how would you feel if women started approaching you? Would you feel a lot more relief? Would you feel flattered? Like, would you feel valued? Because, like, would it feel nice? Answer the question in the poll on the bottom of the podcast. Or you can comment your ideas on the podcast about women approaching men. You want to encourage mutual effort in a relationship. So if a girl approaches, wait for the reciprocation and then reciprocate back and then wait for the reciprocation. You never want to double text a guy. You never want to, like, annoy him to death. You never want to, like, text him in the morning and he doesn't text back and then text him goodnight. Don't do that. That shows you chasing. And that's something we don't want to do as women. We don't want to chase. We want to show interest. I think the shift I think the movement of feminism and just women taking, like, more action towards their rights, I feel like that is impartial to gender roles. And you see women these days, it's something new within the past decade, is women proposing to their boyfriends. And I don't think that is a woman's place. I think if a man wants to marry you, he'll make it known and he'll marry you. I think it's desperate to propose to a man. And that's different than going up to a man and saying, hey, I have interest in you. It's a lot different than that. So how can you take initiative as a woman in a healthy way? For example, let's say you're out with your girlfriends. Don't send one of your friends to talk to the boy. Because what if the boy likes your friend more than you? You know what I'm saying? If you're in person at the bar, at the mall, anywhere in person, make eye contact, maybe wave. And if the wave goes good, then just like, don't stalk him. Go directly up to him. Don't stalk him like around the club or around the store. Just go up to him and say, hey, my name is Candace. He's going to be like, hey, hey, hey. And then ask him, hey, I think you're really cute. Are you single? So, like, if you say, are you single, that immediately sets the tone that, like, you want something, that you find him interesting, that you think he's attractive. And from there, he could say yes or he could say no. Could he lie and say yes? Yes. But then that makes you, as a woman, look at your approach. Like, did I smell nice? Did I look nice? Was I confident enough? Sometimes you're just not his type. And that's part of something you have to accept, ladies, is rejection. If we're gonna start approaching men, we have to face rejection. And how do you take rejection gracefully? You smile. You say, okay, thank you. And you walk away. And that's it. It's not that painful. You know, I can't remember the last time I approached a guy. Oh, I remember. I approached a guy because we were talking and then we stopped talking and then I like let him know, I'm like, hey, I really like you. And it came across as chasing because I was like really adamant about us like talking again. And that's where I went wrong. Don't force a guy to talk to you if he doesn't want to talk to you. Okay. You have to be vulnerable to pursue a romantic relationship, whether the guy approached you or not. Part of being vulnerable is saying, hey, I like you. That's part of being vulnerable. I wouldn't be single if I told any of the guys that I liked them. There's so many guys out there that have no idea that I had a crush on them. And like I suffered. Every day in my mind, I would say things like, notice me. Like he would notice me if I went up to him. But I think as a woman, you have to come to a place of confidence. You have to come to a place of acceptance within yourself. And I think that all of that comes with time. But if you're ready, if you're done being single, or if you're a guy and you're done approaching women, it's time for women to start approaching men. It really is. This might not work across cultures. Like, let's say it might not work for, like, I don't know, Chinese, but like if they're American, like the, it should work on them. I think men are craving that wanting. Like, yes, a girl wants me, because how many girls in their mind do they want to go up to, but because of the Me Too movement, they are scared. Like I said, my friend Antonio said he's terrified of going up to women. Don't feel conformed. Don't feel pressured to be conformed to the societal expectations of your dating life. It's totally okay for women to start approaching men these days. I mean, like, we have the trans movement. We have, you know, LGBTQ plus movement. What's been considered normal, like, the past 100 years is out the window. It's outdated. So just approach the guy. How many guys have you liked in your life that you just didn't approach because you're just like, oh, it's not my place? Or how many of you have done things to get a guy's attention that didn't work? I think approaching a guy shows a level of emotional maturity, because one, you're a girl, two, you're going against societal norms, and three, he's going to be impressed. Whether or not he says yes or no, he's going to be impressed. And based off that, he might just say yes. Emotional intelligence is key in dating. You got to know when someone is off or excited or whatever. And, like, you got to be aware of your own emotions as well. You don't want to set off someone in a bad way when you don't mean to. You know what I mean? So I want to talk more about taking rejection. I know it hurts. I know it hurts, but you know what? The longer you go without approaching someone, it's like you experience anxiety. Anxiety, 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 anxiety. If you finally get over your anxiety and you approach someone saying, "Hey, I like you," and they say no, guess what? You have one moment of embarrassment, and that's it. Your anxiety about whether that person likes me or not is gone. The anxiety of when that person walks in the room is gone. So I want to talk about how to maintain balance and showing interest and letting things unfold. Let's say you show interest and they say, "Yes, I like you back." How do you take things forward from there as a woman? You may want to set up a time to hang out, and then, or you may want to exchange numbers. Don't bombard this person with "good night, good morning, hey, how are you, what are you doing?" Like, actually have some substance to talk about. Like, now's your time to get into your inner comedian, because guys like girls that are funny. But encourage mutual effort if you guys end up being in some type of friendship or relationship. Like, don't always be the one texting. If you find yourself being the one always texting, kind of pull back a little bit. And then he'll show some interest. But don't, like I said, don't bombard this person that you like if they say yes into being interested in you back. You know, with rejection, the more no's you have, the closer you are to a yes. You don't want to develop a reputation as a girl who asks guys out. Do it sparingly. And don't do it, like, at school, like do it online or like in person, like at a mall or something. Just don't do it at school, please. And if the person you like is at work, just forget it. I have been with people that I've worked with, I've always regretted it. Like, it's once you stop having sex, it's awkward. And then the powers at play start playing. Like, higher up start finding out, and like, it just becomes a big mess. So don't fuck with anyone that you work with, please. My first boyfriend was my boss. My second boyfriend was my boss's boss. Like, it was, no, you don't want to dig in, you don't want to shit where you eat, you know what I'm saying? I think men, just as much as women, are starting to experience the dating dynamic switch. There are women these days approaching men, and it is working out for them. Marriages, long-term relationships. Like I said, put yourself into guy's shoes. The Me Too movement is there. He sees an attractive woman. He doesn't know if she's single. He doesn't know if she's the type to yell, "Ew, out of my face, out of my face." You just have no idea. And that girl comes up to you as a guy and says, "Hey, you're really cute. I'm interested. Can I have your number?" Like, he's going to be floored. He's going to be floored, and he's going to be nervous, and he's going to be like, yes. So, like, this weekend, or this week, I want every girl listening to approach a guy. And have that healthy fear of rejection, knowing that it might happen, so that you're not that disappointed when it does. But I want you to get used to doing it. Don't do it every day. Do it sparingly and choose wisely. So don't confuse chasing with desperation. Desperation looks like double texting. Desperation looks like calling when he doesn't want to talk on the phone. Desperation means like you already set dates and times for you to hang out and he's not complying. So I want to talk about how societal expectations shape dating behaviors. If you're asking a guy out, you might be paying for the date. If he's a gentleman, he'll pay for the date, but like, expect to pay for the date if you're asking him out. And you can be cheap with the date. You guys can go on a coffee date. You guys can go on a walk. You guys can go hang out somewhere after school. I don't know how young you guys are. You guys can study together. You guys can go over a PowerPoint at work together. You guys can follow each other on social media and interact on there. I'm trying to throw out some non-traditional ideas, because as a woman, you're going to have to get creative. Nothing too expensive. I asked this guy out, and I wanted him to go with me on a balloon ride, a hot air balloon ride. And it was $200 a ticket. And he's like, "I can't afford that." And I'm like, "Oh, sorry." Be confident in showing interest in a potential partner. Shoulders back, head up, chest out, and have a graceful walk. Have a sexy walk towards them. And if they don't know you, stick your hand out and say, "Hi, I'm Candace." He's going to be like, "Hi." And then you're going to be like, "Listen, I think you're really cute. Do you have a girlfriend?" If he says no, "Thank you, I don't have a girlfriend," ask him out. Ask him out. You don't have to ask him out outright. You can ask him for his phone number or his Instagram or something. I'm going to eat my own words. I'm going to try this out this weekend. I'm going to go out. And I'm going to show you. I'm going to try to get rejections and I'm going to try to get acceptances. And like, I'm going to start having new friends. See, this is how you make new friends. Even if you don't work out, it's like you made a new friend with like, that's like, that like appreciates you being out there. You know? Do encourage mutual effort in dating, like I said. Make sure you're not doing everything, even though you asked him out. Maybe if there's a second date, you could have him set it up. This is all hypothetical. But I think it's time women should start dating, should start approaching men. I feel like for those girls that are still single and almost 30 and it's a problem for them, I think this is the solution. And if you think about it, you're only going up to guys that you find attractive. So if you get a yes from one of them, it's someone that you want. Because, you know, ladies, we get approached all the time by ugly guys. By guys that we would just let them buy us a drink in the bar. By guys we would never talk to again after they buy us a drink in the bar. Like, if your prospects are, like, not it, start asking guys out. Be confident. And the impact of feminism on dating dynamics is that we're not... It's no longer taboo. So, like, what I said is more like a thought experiment instead of something, like, way off the board. Of me asking women to approach men. I'm going to do it. So, online dating has made it easier for women to show interest. I mean, on Instagram, you could like a picture, you could like a story, you could reply to a story, you could send memes and stuff like that. Like, if you're shy, start, and you have the person on Instagram, start doing that. Start showing interest by liking their photos, liking their stories and things like that. I'm sure they'll get the hint. And then slide in their DMs and be like, hey, how are you? Or congratulations on this. It worked for me, but it took some time. Because guys are kind of slow. They're not sure if, like, you like them or not. If you approach them on social media, they're just kind of like, I don't know if she likes me or not. On the contrary, chasing can be empowering for women. Because women have... In what instance do we chase? Even though guys like the chase, I think that dynamic is switching due to feminism, due to gender roles dissipating. I think it could be empowering for women to chase. I think going after what you want, no matter what it is empowering. So go after that man. Oh, God. I just want to plug in my Instagram one last time, you guys. Please follow me on Instagram at MDMAQ, at Manic Candace. The links are in the description below. Follow me on Twitter for live updates on the episodes and just funny tweets. Follow me on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and email me at info@mdmaq.com for business inquiries only. I bid you adieu, my friends. This is Candace with the Man and Candace podcast. Thank you for listening. Please share with your friends, family, and your followers. Bye-bye.